Topic 3. My life.
My life. Which school are you studying in? And what was your entrance exam like?
At the moment, I am studying in year 4 at a grammar school in Olomouc. The entrance exam was very difficult. We were tested in the Czech language, mathematics, and general knowledge. I am really glad to have passed the exam, as I want to study at a university in the future, and grammar schools prepare such students very well.
Are you happy at school?
Our class specializes in humanities, which means that we have more language lessons per week. I like the school because there are many things to do in the afternoon as well. There are sports clubs, conversation in foreign languages, a music club, a chess club, an arts club, etc. Our school organizes many sports and knowledge competitions, which we really like.
What final exam will you take?
In the last 2 years, we can choose optional seminars according to our specialization. Now I am in my final year, so I'm getting ready for my final exams and I have to study a lot. Our finals consist of a written exam in Czech, it's usually an essay on a given topic, and the oral part in Czech and a foreign language, plus 2 additional subjects. Also, mathematics will probably be introduced as a compulsory subject in the school leaving exam. I'm glad I don't have to take it now.
Where do you live?
I live in Olomouc, which is a town rather than a city, and I am very glad to be living here. It has all the advantages of a town. Cinemas, theaters, shops, sports facilities, etc., and all the advantages of a village at the same time. It's not far to get to nature. You can go anywhere on foot, and you often meet a lot of people that you know even if you go out alone. There are modern housing estates, old-fashioned streets in the town center, and beautiful green residential areas, so anybody can choose what they like.
Daily routine. Do you like getting up early?
There's a nice proverb. An early bird catches the worm. If that is true, I'm not going to catch this worm, and most definitely I am not an early bird, as I usually go to bed or read a book until very late at night. I usually set my alarm clock for as late as possible, so I usually get up around 7 and I have just enough time to rush to the bathroom, clean my teeth, comb my hair, wash my face, drink some squash or tea in the winter, get dressed, and run to school.
When do you do your homework? In the evening or in the morning?
Diligent students usually do their homework once they get back from school, as they still remember the issues taught and they don't have to spend much time on it. Other students, like me, spend the afternoons doing things like sports and hobbies or just go out, and then, after dinner, they tend to the homework due for the following day. Other students, the early birds, set their alarm clocks for 6 in the morning and do the homework before going to school. I couldn't do that because, first, I never know how much time I'll spend on the homework, and, second, I hate getting up early, and I'm not able to concentrate and think under pressure.
How many times a day do you eat?
In the morning, I usually have something to drink, tea with milk or a squash or juice. I have breakfast very rarely, usually just at the weekends because I don't have enough time during the week. I usually take a snack from home to school, a bread or roll with butter, cheese and salami, or ham, or pâté, and eat it at the snack break before 10 o'clock. I have my lunch in the school canteen, as it is quick and cheap. We always have the starters as soup and the main course of some meat and side dishes. As dessert, we are served vegetable or fruit salad, yogurt, an apple or an orange. At about 6 or 7 p.m., we have dinner at home. It's usually something easy to prepare. Slap-on sandwiches, sausages, or eggs. Our weekends are, of course, different, because we spend more time at home, so we cook our favorite and more complicated dishes, which are time-consuming as well.
What is your typical school day like?
From Monday to Friday, I usually get up at 7 o'clock if I don't oversleep. I go to school by tram or by bus, and the rest of the way I walk. It takes me about 30 minutes in total. School starts at 8 o'clock, but some days it's 7 and on other days at 9, depending on our school schedule. Every lesson lasts for 45 minutes, and there's a 10-minute break between the lessons. There's a longer 20-minute break before 10 o'clock for a snack. On some days, we finish after lunch, while on others, we stay at school until 4 p.m. When I'm really tired and fed up with school, the only good thing is that I attend many clubs. Nearly every afternoon, I go somewhere. In the evening, I have dinner and do my homework. Sometimes, I study until late at night, or I read a book.
What is your typical weekend day like?
At the weekends, I like sleeping till late, as on Fridays I usually go out with my friends to a disco, bar, or cinema. My mom usually cooks lunch, and I, together with my brother, have to wash up afterwards. It's always messy in the kitchen. In the afternoon, I feel like having a nap, but rarely have time to do so, as I have to do my homework and study. For dinner, we usually have leftovers from lunch or sandwiches. I usually watch TV in the evening or listen to music in my room and read. Sometimes we visit our relatives or I go with my friends for a trip, which I like better.
Are you an active person? Do you attend some clubs?
I'm a very active person. I don't like hanging around doing nothing. My program is usually very tight, and I never have time to spend the whole afternoon watching TV or playing computer games as other teenagers do. I'm a member of many clubs. I have many hobbies and interests. I go to swimming every Saturday. On Mondays and Wednesdays, I play the guitar. On Tuesdays, I go to the drama club. And on Thursdays, I attend a language course.
School bag.
Rucksack. Bag.
Make the bed.
To make up.
To tie one's hair into a ponytail.
Headband.
To plait one's hair.
To have something to wear.
To put on one's shoes.
To catch the bus.
Schoolmate.
Class.
To do what you like.
Cloakroom. Changing room.
Holiday.